Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katuf Nutrition and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9round.com. Folks, how are you doing today? I hope you are having a fantastic day, and what a great workout 9round is, and I know you agree. Gosh, I can't wait to get my 9round workouts in during the week. So let's take a look at the title of this podcast, Eat with Purpose, Increase Results. Eat with Purpose, Increase Results. Well, what does that mean, eat with purpose? Well, when we look at success that individuals achieve in many aspects of life, whether it's business, sports, health and fitness, etc., purpose, being very purposeful in our approach, is very important to the success. Let's look at some other avenues before we kind of narrow this into the nutrition part to see if we can really start to bring this full circle and really understand what eating with purpose really means. Well, let's say someone says, hey, you know, I want to increase my muscle mass. I want to increase my the size. I want to have bigger biceps. Let's say it's as specific as that. Somebody says, hey, I want to have bigger biceps. Well, can this individual just, walk in the weight room, maybe do one rep or two of a curl and then kind of move on, maybe a couple days later come back in, do another rep or two of a biceps curl and move on? Well, no. We know that kind of sporadic working out is not going to get that individual the results they desire, and that is bigger biceps. There has to be a very patient and methodical approach. The approach must be very purposeful. The workouts must be very purposeful each time in terms of building muscle. The individual must balance the work-to-rest ratio, so they work the muscles, they work the biceps as needed, and they also rest the biceps as needed. So the workouts have to be very purposeful for that individual to get the results they desire. They can't just be sporadic about it. They can't just do a couple biceps curls here and there, right? I think that makes sense to you. Let's look at a runner. A runner says, hey, I want to break 3 hours in a marathon. That's a fast marathon. Well, can the runner just choose to, work on an exercise bike, a stationary bike all the time, or an elliptical, or, walk on a treadmill? Is that going to help them get under 3 hours in a marathon? Well, no. The individual has to have a very patient and methodical approach, a very purposeful approach to running, to be able to get faster, to get more efficient, to increase their endurance, to increase their fitness, to be able to maintain a sub-7-minute pace per mile for 26.2 miles in order to break that three-hour mark. They can't just say, maybe I'll run 5 miles today and I'll take about 5 days off and then maybe run again. Sure, they're doing some running, right? Some running, that's good. But is that going to be a purposeful approach to help them achieve the ultimate goal of going under 3 hours in a marathon? No, absolutely not. Let's look at business, for example. If an entrepreneur, new business owner, is starting a business, oh my gosh, you talk about a patient and methodical approach and being very purposeful in their approach. That individual literally is going to be consumed with building, growing the business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Every day, every minute of every day is going to be very purposeful in terms of building that business. They're not going to focus one day all out on business and be like, oh, man, I think I'll take a couple days off, and oh, maybe I'll go back, try to build the business again. No way. They're going to have a failing business quickly. So in order to have a successful business, they're going to be very purposeful in their approach. So I share those examples with you because health and fitness and nutrition are no different. And many individuals put together a great effort. For example, let's talk about foods that, you know, individuals will gravitate towards. Individual, you know, wants to kind of get on that health kick and the health bandwagon, and they want to transform their body. They want to increase levels. They want to lose weight. They want to lose body fat. They want to improve their overall health and fitness. All great things. All great goals, right? Love those kind of goals. Fantastic. Well, the most common avenue people take is, oh, I'm going to start eating very healthy. And so let's look at some snacks they choose. It's you know, carrots, baby carrots. It's maybe celery sticks. It's carrots and hummus. It's, you know, foods like that, albeit very, very healthy. For lunches and other meals, it's, oh, I'm going to have a salad. Super healthy, right? No doubt about it. And so all these foods I mentioned, you might go, well, what's wrong with those foods, Rick? They sound very good. They sound very healthy. This person wants to get healthy and lose weight and lose body fat. Why would they not snack on healthy foods like carrots and celery and carrots and hummus and have salads? Well, that's the whole point. Healthy, absolutely, no doubt about it. But there's no purpose to those particular foods as meals and snacks. Think about it like putting water in the gas tank of your car. Is putting water in the gas tank of your car going to fuel and power your car? Absolutely not, right? And just because water and gasoline are both liquid properties, it doesn't mean we can put liquid property A, water, into the gas tank of our car, and the car is going to be powered and fueled. No, not at all. It's not going to work. Well, that's the same thing with foods like, you know, carrots and celery and other vegetables. And because a lot of times individuals in their mind, they're going, oh my gosh, I need to lose weight. I need to lose body fat. Therefore, I need to eat as healthy as possible. Uh-oh, I'm getting hungry. Therefore, I better snack on something to curb these hunger levels. So, yeah, why don't I just snack on some carrots? Why don't I just snack on some vegetables that I've cut up? That's very healthy. That's going to help me lose weight. Oh, my gosh, that is going to make the body go into tailspin quickly. Why? Because there's no purpose to that. And when I say eat with purpose, fuel the body with purpose, we always have to focus on fueling the body properly, not just eating to crunch on something, not just eating to try to curb our hunger levels, because those are really just games we're trying to play with our body and mind, like, oh man, let me see if I can curb these hunger levels. No, no, no. So what's the key to all this? How do we eat with purpose? Well, let's sum it up like this. Every time we choose a meal or snack, we have to ask ourselves, is this meal and or snack purposeful? And you might say, well, Rick, when you say purposeful, what do you mean by eat with purpose? What is purposeful? Well, purposeful is making sure the body is properly fueled for success in terms of the total volume of food, fuel that we're eating at that particular meal and snack, the amount of carbohydrates we have, the amount of protein we have, and the amount of dietary fat that we have. So we have to say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to snack on baby carrots for my snack. Well, zero purpose there. Why? Because carrots don't fuel the body. Carrots are good for us. Carrots are vegetables. They provide the body with some nice vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. Okay, that's good. But there's no fuel there. There's no purpose there. So what do I call that? Water in the gas tank. Water in the gas tank. Hummus, carrots and hummus, same thing. Water in the gas tank. Tastes good, yeah. Crunchy, yeah. Healthy, yes, absolutely. Is there purpose there? Absolutely not. Why is there no purpose? Because it's putting water in the gas tank. There's no balance. The volume is off. The carbohydrates are off, the protein is off, the fat is off. And so there's no purpose to that meal. It's putting water in the gas tank, therefore not going to fuel the car. The car, the sports car being you, your body, your physical engine. Okay, starting to make a little bit of sense, right? You say, okay, wow. So, wow, I thought I'd been doing things right. And here's the thing. It's not about right versus wrong or better or worse. It's simply eating right versus eating healthy. And it's a matter of how do we want to get to our goals? Because in order to get to our goals, we have to fuel the body with purpose. We have to eat with purpose. So what we want to ask ourselves every time we have a meal or snack, before we start picking on something, snacking on something, you know, oh, I'm going to have just a handful of nuts, or I'm going to just have a few crackers or a few, wheat type crackers, something like that. It's not that those foods in and of themselves are train wrecks, because they're not. I mean, they're healthy in and of themselves, but it's basically just putting a band-aid on the situation. We're not fueling the body, and always go back to water in the gas tank. So ask yourself, am I fueling the body, or am I just putting water in the gas tank? And if you can answer successfully every time, emphatically, yes, I am putting fuel in the tank and not water in the tank, guess what, folks? You've just set your body up for great success. You are eating with purpose. You are fueling your body with purpose. And therefore, you're going to increase results in time. So what does this do? Well, it changes our complete mindset, our outlook, our beliefs about food and nutrition, because it's not about snacking on healthy foods, water in the gas tank, right? It's about fueling the body properly. So at this point, you might be going, oh my gosh, how do I eat with purpose? How do I fuel the body properly? Hey, no worries. Take a deep breath. We got you covered, baby. We did all the heavy lifting for you here at 9 Rounds Nutrition. So all you need to do is log into your 9 Rounds Nutrition account, input the requested information that's asked, and a meal plan, your 9 Rounds Nutrition meal plan, will populate for you. Okay? Now, every meal and snack on that meal, and you'll see you have multiple options of pre-workout fuel, breakfast, brunch, lunch, snack, dinner, multiple options of each by clicking that shuffle button. Every meal and snack, folks, on your 9-Round Nutrition meal plan has the right amount of carbohydrate, the right amount of protein, the right amount of fat, the right amount of fuel, the right amount of volume. Therefore, you do not need to think about purpose. You don't need to think about how to fuel your body with purpose. We've done the work. All you need to do now is follow the plan, fuel your body with those meals and snacks. So this also covers a topic I talk about a lot, of where we go from what I call unconscious eating to the world of conscious eating. So a lot of this is just breaking habits. We just say, oh, I'm hungry, I'm going to snack on something healthy, I don't want to gain weight, I want to lose weight, so I'm just going to snack on carrots and hummus or celery or a handful of nuts or something like that. And again, we kind of program ourselves into that habit. Well, we need to be very conscious. That's kind of what I call unconscious eating, where we just go towards it. So we have to switch that to conscious eating. So before you make a choice, here's how we're going to sum it up. Before you make your next meal and snack choice, I want you to step back, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, is this meal, am I eating with purpose? Am I filling the body with purpose? Or am I just putting water in the gas tank? Folks, the answer is right there for you. It is, because here's how simple it is. If it's not balanced like the meals and snacks on your 9-round nutrition meal plan, guess what? It's just water in the gas tank. And when we put water in the gas tank, we're not going to fuel the body properly. We're not going to fuel the brain properly. We're not going to get the results we desire. So ask yourself one simple question. Before you choose that meal and snack, take a step back, take a deep breath, and say, okay, do I need to change my habit here? Am I eating with purpose, or am I just grabbing my old beliefs and going, yeah, let me just grab some carrots, some hummus, some celery, some handful of nuts? Is that fueling the body? And the answer is going to be right there for you, because if it's not a meal or snack balanced like your 9-round nutrition meal plan, it's not eating with purpose, it's not fueling the body with purpose, and therefore not going to get the results we desire. So, folks, enjoy this. It's amazing. Eat with purpose. Fuel the body with purpose. And in time, start to increase those results. So for more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Until next time, make today a great day.